This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence.
The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory.
A vigil was held at the Kennedy Center in D.C. to honor the memory of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was killed September 10th. Officials from the Trump administration were in attendance, and so was House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said this as part of his eulogy.
Charlie Kirk recruited and trained and educated a generation of happy warriors.
Authorities in Utah say they're searching for a motive in Wednesday's fatal shooting of Kirk. Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the killing, is being held without bail. CBS's Andre Gutierrez is in Robinson's hometown of St. George, Utah.
We still do not know a motive that may have inspired him to commit this assassination. What investigators have said is that Robinson had become more politically engaged recently with views that were significantly different from his family. There was also some influence perhaps from online chat rooms that investigators are currently looking into.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel after its strike on Qatar signaled possible tension between allies. He met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's Lee Canary reports from London.
Secretary Rubio's expected to meet with families of hostages to underscore America's commitment to bringing their loved ones home. He then flies here to the UK, where President Trump is expected on Tuesday for a state visit.
Just days ahead of the deadline for the U.S. to ban TikTok, if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell the video sharing platform, President Trump assured fans of the platform negotiations are underway.
We may let it die, or we may, I don't know, it depends, up to China. It doesn't matter too much. I'd like to do it for the kids. They like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok, and I got the youth vote.
It was an exciting night on CBS for the 77th Emmy Awards. The studio was the big winner of the night with 13 trophies. Adolescents and The Penguin tied for second most. Talk show host Stephen Colbert won for The Late Show.
My friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
Lead actress in a drama series went to Britt Lauer for Severance.
First, it's a privilege to even be mentioned alongside such an incredible group of artists. Wow. I share this award with my heroic cast and crew, whose work catalyzes mine.
While Severance had 27 nominations, they won only 8 statues. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap GoodRx. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
A day off on a Wednesday when you probably need it most.
When taking a day off, most likely it would be a Monday or Friday to secure a 3-day weekend. But what about Wednesday? It just might feel better.
The kinds of things that a Wednesday can support for people is rest. You don't get a chance to really get tired if you have a break in the middle of the week.
University of Texas Associate Professor Dr. Donna Ballard.
You get 2 days, then you get a break, and you go at your own pace, and then 2 more days, and then you're back to the weekend, and you get your own rhythm.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A debate has started about kids flying in first class after Emirates Airline changed their policy for families flying in first class. They're no longer allowed to use miles or upgrades to get seats for children. Some say they should be child-free flights out there. Others say some adults behave worse than kids do. One mom even said, listen, you're entitled to a child-free life, but you're not entitled to a child-free world. Cooper Lawrence.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. I get good.
this little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a haunting my dreams, so I propose.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Even rather live in his world than live without him. My
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Sugar pie, honey bun. Sugar pie.
watch how things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
Wild thing. cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Don't know much about
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Sing to me. CBS News Brief. Family and friends of the suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk say they believe he was radicalized in the dark corners of the internet. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson is not cooperating with law enforcement. His family and those that are close to him are cooperating. In particular, his roommate, who is also his romantic companion.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting in Israel in the wake wake of last week's surprise attack targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
The U.S.-Israeli relationship is very strong. It continues to be strong.
The Pitt, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Rogen's The Studio, big winners at last night's Emmy Awards on CBS. Rogen spoke when he accepted.
The way that we make this show, everyone really has to come together in sort of a glorious fashion. And so thank you all for your hard work. This would not be possible without all of you.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.